repressing Spaniards with excessive force. Spain is not Egypt, and King Juan Carlos is no Mubarak. So why does Mr. Rajoy's government seek to repress peaceful protest unconstitutionally and by using excessive police force? Mubarak in Egypt, Ben Ali in Tunisia, Saleh in Yemen, Gaddafi in Libya, and now Yanukovych in Ukraine. All gone after massive popular uprisings turned violent. Regime change from below, helped along by a sympathetic army or police force at some point in the proceedings. For serious political lessons to be learned from the wave of global citizen protests that have happened in different countries since the Arab Spring in 2011, surely it is that it works, if a certain percentage of protesters are willing to make real sacrifices, first economically by choosing to protest rather than turn up for work, then physically by weathering the inevitable police beatings, and finally existentially when some are killed. Spain's massive 15M protests became world famous in May 2011, coming so shortly after the Arab Spring began and predating the Occupy Wall Street movement by several months. They then petered out. In Spain, the mass protests did not turn into a violent citizen uprising to overthrow what in 2012 became commonly known among Spaniards as the CAST, the 1978 political establishment that oversees and refuses to adapt modern Spain's constitutional system. Except for a small protest movement at the beginning of this year, in an area of the Spanish city of Burgos known as Gamonal, where after four nights of violent clashes with police, the mayor decided to reverse his decision on the public works project residents were marching against. The Amnesty report says there were 14,700 demonstrations in Spain in 2012, quoting Madrid regional government figures, and in 2013 that number rose to 25,461 protests, according to new data published by the National Police in March. Madrid's mayor, Ana Botella, has even suggested setting up demodromes, public spaces specifically reserved for people to protest in, as if political protest were some kind of annoying rock concert. The report quotes the Spanish government as saying that fewer than 1% of those marches turned violent in 2012, approximately 147 of them. And the National Police's Director General, Mr. Cosido, told the Spanish Congress that his officers had officially charged in just 23 protests in 2013, which would be a tenth of 1% of cases. Even if the official figures were overly cautious and the real number of violent incidents was twice or three or four times as many as the figure stated in Parliament, the overwhelming majority of all protest marches in Spain, across so many sectors of Spanish society now, and in so many Spanish towns and cities, in the seventh year of economic crisis, are absolutely peaceful affairs. This state of affairs is something Spaniards should, to their credit, feel proud of. Many foreign observers have long wondered why, with such a depressed national economic outlook over the last few years, more Spaniards haven't taken to the streets in a more forceful manner. Of course, Spanish riot police, just like the police in other countries, are entitled to use a reasonable amount of force to apprehend those protesters who are genuinely causing violent trouble. But Amnesty is pointing out something that resonates with the negative experiences of many peaceful Spaniards protesting for legitimate reasons, which are frequently recorded by witnesses and immediately uploaded to social media sites for all to see. So given that Spain is not Libya or Egypt, and that Mr. Rajoy or King Juan Carlos are not Mubarak or Yanukovych, the Spain report wonders two things. Firstly, why in the few cases Spanish police do charge and use the full force of the law, do they deem it necessary to employ that force in an excessive manner against ordinary peaceful Spaniards or journalists reporting on the demonstrations? Secondly, why is Mr. Rajoy's conservative government employing repressive anti-protest strategies to target protest leaders and marches in ways that Amnesty says are contrary to international law and Spain's own judicial council has deemed unconstitutional?